This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 23, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. A wintry mix today, temperatures in the low 30s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 1:30 p.m. The weather is back in the news. The area has experienced snow, sleet, and some rain in the past 12 hours. We have a winter weather advisory for the day, so travel could be impacted. We're told that there could be a bigger snow event impacting the North Shore beginning on Monday night. Lynn Police updated the public yesterday on the late Tuesday night double shooting. Anthony Camilleri is reporting in today's Daily Item that the police are still searching for the shooter. The women who were shot were in a moving car at the time of the incident, but did not sustain serious injuries. This week, our website has started a series of interviews with candidates running for mayor in the city of Salem. Five candidates have qualified to be on the March 28 primary ballot. One of the candidates is former Ward 7 Councilor Steve Dibble. He was asked to identify issues of concerns about the Salem Public Schools.
We need to stop the high turnover of teachers and principals in our school. It's just not sustainable. We also need to stop so many Salem families that are pulling the children out and leaving Salem schools. We need to fully support our teachers and our entire school staff. We need to make school fun again, and we need to brag about the good things that are happening in Salem schools. We do a little bit, but boy, it's like a positive snowball. If we keep talking about the good things and make more good things happen, it will snowball. Right now, it's a negative snowball happening. We need to change that to retain our teachers, retain our principals, and keep our families from pulling their kids out of Salem schools.
Dibble ran for mayor in 2021. The Mission Boathouse Restaurant in Beverly has opened. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News that the much-anticipated opening happened last night. It has taken decades to get a waterfront restaurant to locate and build at the Beverly waterfront location. Also in Beverly, Layton is reporting that Mayor Mike Cahill is opposed to the building of apartments above the MBTA garage near the Beverly Depot. Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon reports that the dredging in waters around Plum Island is not progressing as he had hoped.
Still incredibly frustrating, and I really feel for the residents out there. As you know, this is the Army Corps of Engineers project. They're working with this H&L contractor. Literally no work has been done on this since November, which is just so disheartening because we've had such a mild winter. This was the time to do this work. This contractor had a contract that the work had to be done on March 31st. So they took it upon themselves to not be doing the work during November and December, and instead are trying to do it now, and they're not getting the best conditions to operate their dredge. So
it appears that the work will not be completed by the end of March as planned. Contractors are running into the need for additional equipment.
For what I'm hearing is that they're dismantling a lot of the piping out on the dredge because they're going to have to bring in another dredge that works better in the little bit rougher conditions of the Merrimack. So again, that's where we're at. So again, it's incredibly disappointing. According to the contractor, they need about 20 more days of dredging. And that's 24/7, right? So, every day they miss, that window gets smaller and smaller. They've asked for an extension of 2 weeks. So I don't know where that stands. Again,
that's Newburyport Mayor Reardon speaking on his Mayor Speaks program. Finally today, the Essex County District Attorney's Office released a complete report on the triple shootings earlier this month in Andover. All of the details are in a separate post on our website. Bill Newell on sports is next with word on another area coach and team with milestone wins.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins and Celtics have been off for the last few days, but both teams return to action tonight. The Bruins play in Seattle. The Celtics travel to Indianapolis. Red Sox spring training update. New Red Sox outfielder Masataka Yoshida is in camp, and his ability to make contact at the plate is impressing manager Alex Cora.
He will put Dibble in play. We'll see how he translates during the season, but the more you see him, you're like, yeah, he will hit. He will get hits, too. We saw it. It's live BP, but kind of like fighting pitches or staying on pitches. He will stay on lefties, too, so Should be fun.
In local sports, we have a lot of zeros to report. First up, Lynn Classical girls basketball wrapped up an undefeated regular season yesterday with a 48-42 win over Saugus. The Rams, 20-0, also gave their coach, Tom Sawyer, his 200th coaching win.
Yeah, the kids were really happy. You know, first of all, they were really happy for this current season and finishing this current season with today's win, and they were really happy. And then somebody brought out of the stand some three balloons, 200, and that turned into some real happiness for me as the coach. But again, this isn't my milestone. This is a Lynn Classical girls basketball milestone, and so it was really cool to be able to celebrate both really neat accomplishments today.
Another unbeaten team is the Winthrop girls hockey team. Right now, 18-0, and also unbeaten for the last 2 years with just zeros in the loss column. Their coach is gearing up for postseason play and has a lot of respect for two other North Shore girls hockey teams, Peabody and Bishop Fenwick. Vikings coach Anthony Martucci.
We know Peabody pretty well. A fantastic team with a ton of speed, ton of skill, a lot of heart, well coached. So we're expecting, you know, them to be in this mix as well with us. You know, we feel like we're mirror images. We have kind of similar squads. We're always up for a battle, and those guys, it's always tough with us. Bishop Fenwick is somebody that we kind of see from afar because we don't get to see them too much, but, luckily enough for me, in tournaments and stuff over the summer, I was fortunate to coach some of their players. Mm-hmm. Two in particular that I find to be extremely good players is Penny Levine-Stein and Allie Sprisler. Two fantastic players for them. So I know that they got some really good players.
Winthrop girls hockey coach Anthony Martucci. Check out our daily sports post with scores and game notes. And, of course, our feature interviews with area coaches. Tomorrow, you'll hear from Salem High boys basketball coach Tom Doyle. That's sports. Have a great Thursday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for listening to North Shore Today, and be sure to share our podcast with your closest friends. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.